Episode 15, Decorating Your Home for Less.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Hey y'all, this is Jen.
This is Jill.
And this is the Frugal Friends Podcast, where we help you save money, spend less, and live a more intentional life, reaching your financial goals. And as always, we're super excited to be together again, mostly because Jill and I are together again.
Yes. So
we love hanging out, but also that we are hanging out with you guys, being your frugal friends.
Here we are.
Yeah. Cheers. Jill's drink looks much better than mine. Mine is water.
I got water. Don't you worry, girl.
Oh, we are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Jill, how are you?
Oh, doing good in the neighborhood. How about you, Jen?
I'm doing well. Still renovating our RV. Still covered in paint. But I'm super excited for this episode on decorating your home because I know that eventually we will be done painting this thing, and I'll have to stage it and decorate it. So as with anything that I write or do, it's really for my benefit.
So for my benefit first. So many tips that I've gained just from doing this podcast.
Yes. And this is your thing, Jill. You have written so many things in our show outline and I'm just,
you're in awe, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. Let it sink in. It'll take a while.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked for this episode all day. I've been like thinking about my tips and tricks, wandering through my house, thinking through like, where did I get this? Where did I get that?
You were literally in the outline before I could put the sights in.
Yep.
You were there.
I'm here in spirit and everything. My mind is in it. My heart's in it. My body's in it. I'm present through and through.
Yeah. Well, let's thank our sponsors. And Jill,
I'm going to kick it off with our first sponsor, which is spray paint. How things look in your house, spray paint them. Don't own any gold, but wish you did, spray paint it gold. Spray paint. It's the next best thing in home decorating.
I literally bought gold spray paint today, Jill.
Yes, you did.
I bought it today because I didn't want to buy new hardware for the RV.
Yes.
But I want gold hardware. And so I bought gold spray paint and I was like, does this look too tacky to Travis? And he was like, don't ask me. And I was like, okay, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, spray paint, it will come up more times
in this episode.
Definitely.
Oh, bless you. Mm-hmm. And we're also brought to you by Podcast Crafter. Podcast Crafter meets all your podcasting needs. It's the reason we sound so buttery smooth, and podcasting is a great frugal hobby, and we highly recommend it to people. All you need is like the free recording software on your computer and a microphone, and you can tell people what you think, and they can't tell you to stop talking because you've already recorded it. And if you want that recording to sound good, then go to podcastcrafter.com and get a free consultation with Podcast Crafter.
Good job, Jen.
Thanks. That's the first time I did that one.
I know. We really switched it up.
We did.
We'll have to give each other critiques afterwards, you know, because we do that.
You did really well on the fly. when you said that you were going to make it up on the spot before we started recording, I was nervous for you.
You were nervous. I could see it in your eyes, even though we're not in person. Through the computer, I could tell. You weren't quite comfortable with that.
You pulled it off, though. I knew you would. You're fine.
Thank you.
All right. So the subtitle for this episode is Decorate Good Times, Come On, in the tune of Celebrate Good Times, Come On, because I'm so excited to celebrate this. And Jill, take us on this home decor journey.
Let's do this. So first of all, I'm a DIYer. I love decorating, and I've done it for myself, and I've also done it for other people, sometimes professionally, sometimes, you know, just on the side because I enjoy it so much. And people have started to let me in and actually ask my opinion rather than the times when I just give it to them without them asking. And
you have a lot of opinions.
It does turn out a lot better when you wait for them to ask you. Then you know you've really earned a spot at the table with them. So anyhow, we'll get into the internet, what the internet has to say. If you just were to Google how to decorate your home on the cheap, and then Jen and I will also give you our expert tips because they're expert.
If you didn't have Jill like on your personal speed dial and were not able to ask her decorating tips, these are the things you would find.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Jill will tell you all the answers to your questions.
I've got to tell you, like, in every other episode that we've done, I've thought, how do they write so many things in each article? How do you come up with 50 tips? And this week I thought to myself, I could write this article. I have so many tips. I definitely think I could stretch them all out. A lot of them people know, but you know, to fill up 50. Anyhow, let's get into this first article, which is from Apartment Therapy, and they go into talking about decorating on a budget. They go through 20 tips, and it's kind of cool. Like each tip is from a different or a couple of tips, you know, three or four tips from different people who I suppose are designers.
Yeah. I like the way they set this one up.
I do like the way they set it up. I will say I didn't care for much of what they had to say, but you know, formatting wise and the way they went about it was really great. What was your take on it, Jen?
So I picked two articles that actually had different things to say. There was one article I looked at that was just literally saying the same thing over again, or over and over for every tip. And it was like, build your own. And I was like, I don't have time and skill to do that. So I liked that this one actually had diverse tips.
Right.
My favorite one was from Jamie Drake, and that was to start your shopping at home. So with your design like in mind, or even without it, like looking around your house to see something you can spray paint, brought to you by our sponsor, yes. And or something that you can like reupholster, or just looking for the hidden like diamond in the rough in your own house, because then you're repurposing, you're saving like a ton of money, and you're kind of giving new life to things. So I really loved that one.
Definitely. I wrote that one down too. And that is something that Eric and I do a lot, is rearranging our spaces. I don't know what that says about us, if we just become discontented very quickly, but it does freshen up our space and make it feel somewhat new to us. It helps us to reimagine and get creative. And then I would even add on to that the borrowing from other rooms. I love to shop within my own home. So if there's something in the basement that I didn't use at the old place we were living, but now it could work perfectly in this corner. Or, okay, I liked that in the living room. How about I try that in the bedroom now?
I <don't know>. I like to try a lot of things from the living room in the bedroom.
Okay, Jen.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Moving on. I also like the one tip about looking for shape, not necessarily design or specific fabrics. She was talking specifically about furniture, looking at shape rather than the cushions, because things can always be reupholstered.
Yes.
But I would take that a step farther and say, look at the shape when shopping for even household items. If you like candlesticks, but you don't like the color of them, or you think this one like large chicken statue is really unique, but you don't like, the color of it or all
how
the different colors
looks
on it. Spray paint, our sponsor this week. That can be a really good tip as well, is to just spray paint the things if you like the shape.
There was this lion head that I kept seeing at Goodwill. Like, literally every time we go in, it's been for years, they'll always have at least one. And I was like, that would be so cool, spray painted black. And Travis has always disagreed with me.
You but should I get do what it. You're saying. Just someday. Because once you spray paint, you can't go back.
I know. Well, it shouldn't be the color it is right now. It probably shouldn't have been created.
But yeah.
It'd be better black.
We found these cool, like, plastic birds at a yard sale that we bought for a couple of bucks, but they were gold. So they looked like they were in somebody's gaudy Florida home, but I spray painted them white and they looked awesome up against my like light green wall.
Hmm.
Yeah. Spray paint, man.
Oh, gotta love it.
Fight you for it.
I know. Okay. I also liked the first one, like Emily Henderson said, get one statement piece, like, not everything has to be like matchy-matchy. So if you're like really big on one particular type of metal or one particular type of fabric, that you can incorporate that and not worry about the price so much, but just do it like one. So it's a statement piece.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Spending the money on a few items and then filling in with the rest. I also liked the one tip at the end from Carol Thomas about taking your time. I feel like that's one of my biggest tips, is just being patient, having in your mind what you're looking for and just be patient with it. Do without, fill in the space with something different, but take your time with it. And even more than that, if you see something that you know you could use at some point, I'm not talking becoming a hoarder or like dedicating a whole extra room to like collecting things, but if you find something that you know is a gem, get it, because you'll probably then find something to do with it. So for instance, I found this slab of awesome marble at Restore. And I just thought it was amazing. I had no idea what I wanted to do with it, but it was $10. So I couldn't pass it up. So I grabbed it. And now it is my little desk that I am recording on right now.
Oh, wow.
I just took it home. I'm like, Eric, you're going to build me something with this at some point. I don't know what it is. Actually, for a time, it sat on top of a crate and was like a little coffee table at his studio. And now it is on like L brackets as a little desk in my closet.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, so be patient, but also just be looking out as you're going around shopping.
I feel like that's the biggest frugal tip, is to be patient. I was interviewing someone who had like a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house to like furnish for Airbnb. And she said she committed to getting everything for free. And so the things that she got like free on Craigslist or Buy Nothing or just in the neighborhood. So she accumulated things, but then she was constantly on the lookout to replace these things. But she would not pay money for them. So, and it took about 6 months for her to furnish the house as she wanted it. So it doesn't mean that you completely go without, but if you are committed to not spending a lot of money, you also don't have to be committed to having the same thing every time.
It has also kept me from settling. So but I'm a little weird in that way where I will have something very specific in my head. I don't even know if it exists. I just can envision something and I want it to be that thing. So either I will find it or I will make it. But then it's kept me from just getting whatever. So right now I'm on the lookout for an ottoman. I have not come across anything. So we are doing without an ottoman, but it's keeping me from just buying whatever I see at Home Goods. Like, I know what I want. So either, I will find it for really cheap on Craigslist or I'm going to make it. We'll see. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah. I feel the same way. We've been on the lookout for a couch and Travis will look on Facebook Marketplace and OfferUp and he'll show me this couch that's a really great deal, but it's not what I want. And so I will pay money for the couch that I want. But I'm patient. Like, I'm waiting to see if I can get something cheaper. But if for some reason I can't, then I will pay the money for the couch that I want.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that patience has led you to now know that there is nothing out there better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't regret it.
Versus just springing on the first thing you see that you think you like, and then a month later regretting that.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else with this article for you, Jen?
Nope, that's it for me.
Nice. Well, then moving on. So the other article comes from Country Living. And this one goes through 38 budget-friendly home decorating ideas. So this one I did like. There were quite a few in here that caught my eye. For starters, number 3, which is talking about just new paint and how much new paint can do for a space. So this also opened up my mind to think, yeah, decorating your home isn't just about going out and buying knickknacks to put all over the place. It's also about making just the bones of it look good.
Yeah.
And a lot of times that can just be fresh paint. We just redid the dining room where we live, and it was red on top, brown on the bottom with chair rail around the whole thing. And we painted it all white, and it just looks so much larger and fresher, and more natural light seems to be getting in.
My gosh.
It's just amazing what paint did. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. We've been painting the RV, and while I complain about being covered in paint every day, it does look so much brighter with the white paint, and even with like accent walls. So if you have like a large space that you're trying to make more homey, like you can use dark colors, but like I like dark colors, but my space isn't necessarily huge. So one day we keep talking about doing like a navy accent wall in our bedroom. And I've seen it done so well in so many places. I just have to like get up the courage to start it and do it.
It definitely has to be done well. I am not a huge proponent of accent walls, but I have seen them be done well, where it really does accentuate the space rather than take away from it. A lot of times it can just make the space feel smaller. But sometimes, yeah, like in a bedroom behind the headboard, it can give it a lot of height. It can make that the focal point. So I'd say look up pictures of people who do accent walls well and do that. Otherwise, don't do it.
there's a window on the wall, and that's where our headboard is. So like, in my head, it looks great, like with natural light.
I think that's where I like it the most, is behind the headboard.
Yeah, that's where we want to do it.
Yeah. But I've seen people get really creative with that, like even doing fabrics. Mm-hmm. Like accent wall doesn't necessarily mean paint. It could mean shiplap or fabric or wallpaper, again, very tastefully done, please, because I am the person ripping out wallpaper in people's homes. And I'm just like, why did people do this to me? It feels like a personal vendetta, like against me, that somebody did 60 years ago, thinking, oh my word, that poor sucker who's going to have to take this stuff out.
That's how I feel like the border in the RV. I think I have like a blister on my thumb from removing that. Just a border. Just a wallpaper border.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, yes, accent walls can work. I also liked number 8, which is talking about decorating with glassware. And this can be done, again, tastefully with either matching or mismatched glassware. I also like this tip, like keeping glassware from wine or liquor or any other types of drinks that you get, juices, whatever it is that you're into. Keeping that, like taking off the labels and then using them for vases. And get this, keeping them around to give flowers as gifts to people and not being worried about like losing, like getting a vase back to you or needing to go out and buy a vase. So yeah, if you like a glassware that some sauce came in or your juice came in, keep that around. And then it makes for some free gift giving as well.
Nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's one of my faves. I love giving flowers to people. That's aww, one of my favorite gifts. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive. So, so I don't know if people well, like getting it, but I like receiving it and giving it. So that's what they're going to get.
I love flowers.
Yeah.
Just not like expensive flowers, like if they're free or super cheap.
Right. Oh, definitely. Yeah. My flowers are either picked or like stolen at weddings.
That's the best. Oh, yes. Taking the flowers from weddings.
Yes.
Is the best.
Eric and I were DJs at one point in our marriage career. And what? We would. You didn't know this?
No.
Yeah. We were wedding DJs for a time. And we would get to come home with flowers. Everyone, yeah, people were always just like, yeah, take. I mean, that's a common thing to have your guests take home the centerpieces, but oftentimes people don't do that. I don't know why they don't mm-hmm. do that. So we would come home with like 10 of them. I would just go around and be like, babe, load up the trunk. He's like, our equipment has to go in there. I don't care. These are flowers.
Get the flowers.
We just like bartended and served at a wedding this past weekend too. And same deal. They had a ton of flowers left over. My house is stacked.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I always just assume the flowers are the party favor. Right.
I mean, I don't assume that. Wait to hear that from somebody. Sometimes the vases they've bought or they've rented. So
I never take the vases though. Actually, I just take the flowers out of them. I always assume that they want the vases. Like any glassware is like a rental or something.
Oh, okay. All right. Then you're safe.
So then
you're
I need
just
to
going
keep
around
my...
stealing everything. You're like taking out the floating candles, the marbles in the bottom. I can recreate this at home.
No, not those, but anything that will die. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. The flowers, the groomsmen when I was single.
Yeah. Everything that will die. Groomsmen will die eventually. Might as well take them home. Oh my gosh. We
and
are
don't
digressing
get invited to many weddings.
Yeah. Good thing I'm already married. I don't know if I could trust you. Oh man, Jen. What else? What else? What did you like about country living?
You might hate wallpaper, and though it is a pain to take down, I really love it, and I've loved the move to removable wallpaper.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're actually going to do some of that in the RV, and it's going to cover up a part where we had to like, there was some water damage and we had to fix it. So, but we scraped off the part, like the soft wood that was just not good anymore. Mm-hmm. So it looks fine, but you can tell if you're up there, it's like, there's, you know, a little divot. And so we want to get something patterned to deflect your eye from that and
turn away. Don't look over here.
Turn away. So I have been looking at all kinds of cool wallpapers and I really like it. And I like the fact that you can change it. I don't have a really good eye for art, and I do have some like quirky art pieces that are like more personalized to just like St. Pete or Our Lives or something, but I'm not one to just buy a random piece of art because it looks good.
Right.
But like you can basically do that like with an accent wall of wallpaper. And then if you get sick of it in a year or so, you can take it down. Or if you're renting, I think it's a really great way because you can remove it and then it doesn't ruin the wall. You can get your deposit back.
I mean, I appreciate you for that because it's a nightmare to take off wallpaper. That is the reason, one of the reasons I really don't like wallpaper. However, it is coming back. They're making cool patterns. Mm-hmm. I've seen it be done well. I'm probably going to do it in the future. So I don't want to say something I'm going to regret in like 5 years.
But it's also so hard to put up. Like we tried to do like a piece of furniture with a little a wallpaper accent. And it's so difficult to line it up properly. Mm-hmm. And like get it all together, like at the right time, at the right place. It's just so hard. So
it's a skill, which is why I think there was so much wallpaper in the 90s, because you had all these people like, I mastered this. I'm so good at lining up the seams. I just got to do it everywhere. Yeah. On the ceiling. Yes. On the floor. Probably. I'm so good. I just need to use this skill. Borders, yes. Wallpaper.
That again.
Wallpaper borders on top of the wallpaper. Yes. That's a great idea. This is what they were saying back and forth to each other. How much more wallpaper?
Know.
Layered wallpaper.
I didn't know this was like the subculture of the 90s, like wallpaper experts. They
oh my
make
word.
Make a comeback.
Yeah. My mom was phenomenal at it. She was so good at wallpapering. And I remember like my little like 9-year-old self being so proud of her. Like,
look at
how good you can wallpaper, mom. I can't even see the seams. Like, you made all the flowers match up so good. You made all the like pants. I don't know. And then they'd make like themed wallpapers, like in the laundry room. It's like a border of laundry. Which, who wants to be looking at laundry in a laundry room? Like, what?
Along with a sign that says laundry.
Yeah. So you've got these like borders of laundry lines with like pants and underwear, and they all thought it was cute. Like, look at that. It's like men's briefs.
Y'all don't have to label the room you're in by the decor. Like, there doesn't need it to be a pool sign at the pool. There doesn't need to be a laundry sign in the laundry room.
Although sometimes they are cute, I'm not going to lie.
I just think it's so funny. I guess I saw it on a Facebook like meme or something. Like,
it is funny.
What, like, white people think decorations are just labels.
Yes. Although I do like the sign that just says eat. And I'm like,
I would hang
that in my kitchen, definitely. Like,
bathroom,
I need another reminder.
Yeah. Like a brush your teeth sign in the bathroom. Like, I don't need to be reminded this is where I need to brush my teeth. Like,
yeah. The 90s was also notorious for like rhymes about going to the bathroom. Like, if you sprinkle while you tinkle, please be neat and wipe the seat. Like, and then it'd be like in calligraphy on this like framed picture hanging on the wall. Just like, what is happening?
Well, those should have been left in the early 2000s.
Yeah. When did this become cute? Never. It never did. They just thought it did.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we digress.
So,
how many times are we getting on tangents in this one? I liked number 9. So this one's talking about trays. Holy moly, do I love corralling things on trays. That is one of my decorating tips, but it's also one of my simplifying and organizational tips. So whether that's on Eric's nightstand, because he is a very clean man. He came trained, so I cannot complain. But the top of his dresser can look a mess. So I got this just like metal tray that he can put his change in, business cards he collected that nobody knows what to do with, and his pocket knife and this and that. And then it's just so cute. Plus, trays. You can do a tray out of anything and you can find them everywhere. So whether it's a mirror or it's a tile, like I saw this great idea getting an oversized tile, whether it's like a 12 by 24, if you want it more square or rectangle, whatever you want, and then get like the proper tile drill bits and then drill in handles for either side.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really cool. Put that on your ottoman, put it on your coffee table, put it on your side table. I found tons of trays, thrift stores, yard sales, pieces of marble, whatever it is. Man, do they just dress up a piece of furniture.
And it gives you a place for your things. Like, because that does make a difference in staying organized, is having a place for things.
Yeah.
And if your tray is your place for things, then your things stay off of the rest of the furniture.
Yep. Or cute little dishes. Again, don't collect too many of them. Your kids will hate you. But if you've come across a few that you know you really like, a little dish by your nightstand, a little dish in the bathroom, like to collect your earrings and rings and stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome. We have a tile outlet by us. And I was actually able to go there and I was just like browsing. Because it's like they take the tile off of buildings they're remodeling or demolishing. And then any salvageable tile goes to this like outlet. And I was looking and I found tiles, I kid you not, from a KFC. And no. They had Colonel Sanders' face on them.
Yes.
And I took, like, I was going to buy four of them, but they were just so random and hard to sell that the guy was like, please just take them.
No
and
way.
So I got these four Colonel Sanders tiles and I just put like felt on the bottom and now they are coasters.
That's amazing.
And they're funny and quirky. I guess like my style's a little more quirky. And they are so funny.
Nice. So number 24 talks about DIY artwork. So whether that's finding a cool print that you like and printing it out and framing it, I would also say I have framed some really pretty cards. Like sometimes people will give me birthday cards or from my wedding or different cards that where it doesn't say any words on the front of it. It's just really beautiful. Or if I've come across in little towns. So if Eric and I are visiting places, it has been sometimes a memento that I will get from the area where a lot of times the big prints will be super expensive, but you can get little cards or postcards for $2 to $5. And then it's, you know, your little memento from the place that you visited, or you just like it, whatever the case. So I've done that. And then you put it with a lot of matting in like a really big frame, and that can make for a really cool wall piece and then remind you of the place that you visited. Or if you just got a card from somebody that you like and you think it's pretty, kind of like think outside the box with things that you receive, cut off the part that they wrote to you on and then frame the rest.
I got a card that says, "With wine, all things are possible." And I hang that in my office.
I did see that. That's awesome. Yeah. That was a card. That's awesome. And then number 25/31, they kind of talk about the same thing, like painting cabinets, but I would even say painting cabinet hardware can make a big difference too. Sometimes you don't even need to paint the cabinets. Like if they're fine, switching out the hardware or painting the hardware can make a big difference. My grandmother has like pickled kitchen cabinets, which is like a light wood color. So they are cool, but they had these awful gold fixtures on them that just didn't complement it. So we spray painted them black, and holy moly, did that just update the kitchen. It's all we needed to do is spray paint the hardware black. We could have also bought new, and that would have made a big difference for not a lot of money, but even spray painting, that was like $15 and the kitchen looks so much better.
Yeah, I was torn on whether to get new hardware or spray paint the hardware in the RV. Right. And I ended up spray painting it a metallic black, like a charcoal.
Yes.
And they look so sharp. Like they were, it's the shape of the original hardware obviously makes a difference. You want the shape to be good. Like if it's got little swirlies or weird shapes, like it's just, they're a goner. But these were just like very straight and very simple. So spray painting them just made all the difference. Now they look super cool.
Yeah. And especially because in RVs, there's so many cabinets is a fortune to buy new hardware for RVs. And Eric had done that in ours as well. And he took some time setting it all up. He like drilled through thin pieces of wood so that all the hardware would stand up straight so that he could spray it all in one shot. Like if that makes sense. And so that it took, once he got it all set up, then it was a fast process. But there is some time investment there for sure.
I was lucky ours just stood up top. Like I didn't have to drill anything. As long as you were like, you didn't blow on it, it stood.
That's good. Nice.
Yeah.
And then number 34. So this one's a good tip. Talking about corner cabinets. So if you have a corner cabinet in your home, you can make it look built in by painting the backs of it the same color as the wall, and either keeping whatever the corner cabinet is, maybe painting it a different color, then it will look built in as you look through it. It looks like the back of it is the wall. So then it gives it that kind of built in look. Yeah, I gave that advice to one of my friends to do because hers was a different color. Like they painted it red to make it look like the wood color or like brown or something, but then nothing in it really popped. Like she couldn't, all of her dishware that she was setting up for display didn't, you couldn't see it very well. And so I told her, I'm like, paint the back of it the same color as the wall. And eventually she did. And it did. It made so much of a difference. It really then looked built in. Then things that she displayed in it just popped a little bit more. It was, yeah, it was a good one.
That's awesome.
I didn't realize that that was a pro designer tip. I had just told her to do it, but look
at
me.
You are
look
a pro
at me.
Designer.
Yeah. One on here that I'm going to strongly advise against is number 26, which is talking about embellishing your lampshades. And I just have to say, woof.
What embellishing with what?
Oh, I just whatever.
Like bedazzling?
Like, yeah, like the tassels and like gluing butterflies on. Oh, it's awful. Even the picture example that they give is just awful.
Maybe
and
like
I know people who have done this. They're like, yeah,
newspaper.
I have this shore house. And like, all I had to do was just like glue some seashells on my lampshade. And it just totally, and I'm like, no,
no,
you should never, ever glue anything onto your lampshade ever. Yeah, appliques. Here, they are hot
glitter?
Glued onto the shade in a whimsical pattern. Appliques. Oh, gosh.
I don't think appliques are good in a lot in most places.
Yeah, if you're going to find it in the scrapbooking section of a craft store, it should not be glued onto your lampshade.
That's a pro tip.
That's my pro tip. Don't listen to number... Oh, actually, 26, not 24. Not that that matters. Yeah.
You literally wrote down a list. I'm glad I only had one.
Just find a good lampshade, which then, okay, so lamps and lampshades are some of the most expensive
home
decor items. So that's another one. If you find a lampshade you like for cheap, buy it because you will use it. That's the word of the day.
Okay. I actually did that and I could not find a lamp that I liked to fit with the shade. And I love the shade. I still have the shade and I just can't find one that's
you
the
will.
Right height.
You will.
I'm still
be
waiting.
Patient.
I'm patient.
Be patient. You will. Yep.
Yeah. I am patient.
So,
get rid of these IKEA lamps one day.
Finding those lampshades. So clearance at Ross, Marshall's, Home Goods, those types of places, sometimes you can get a steal on lampshades. Walmart is not the worst price, but then also thrift stores. So thrift stores like Goodwill, I know, they will get a lot of things from Target, sometimes brand new. And if you know other thrift stores in your area that have partnerships with stores that get brand new things, then definitely hit those up. And then even if you see lamps that you like with lampshades, do that. I don't know if this is legal. Sometimes I have at thrift stores, if I like a lamp, but I like the lampshade from this one and they both kind of are interchangeable, I will interchange them. Is that okay?
Is it illegal?
I don't know.
Is it illegal?
I don't think it's illegal. I don't think anyone's going to come and arrest me for that. I've definitely done that.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. I admitted it, you know, just now.
Okay. So before you get too deep into our second half content, because I know you're itching. You see the long list.
I'm so itching.
Let's do our favorite time.
Oh, my word. Is it that time?
Yeah.
Is it
time for
the Bill of the Week?
It's time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the Bill of the Week.
Hey there, Frugal Friends. Greg Gates Jr. here. I'm a new fan and follower of the Frugal Friends podcast. I mean, Frugal Friends podcast. I'm really excited to share my bill of the week, which is the $5 bill. I love the $5 bill because of the $5 bill challenge. I recommend to a lot of people trying to figure out ways to hack and save a little bit more of your cash. Every time you spend cash, you get change. And when you get that change, if you ever get just a $5 bill back, you make sure that you can't spend that bill. It automatically has to go into your savings or investing or for paying down debt. Something to consider, you spend a $20 bill and you get $11 back change and it's a 1 and a 10, just keep going about your day. But if you get a 1 and 2 fives, both those fives under the $5 bill challenge need to go into some sort of way to build some wealth health for your future. And if you're interested in hanging out with me anytime, other Frugal Friend followers, I hang out at Greg Chats Cash on Instagram, podcasts, Snapchat, most media that's social. Thanks again, folks. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you, Greg, so much.
Wow, Greg, thanks. All these bills just pouring in have been so phenomenal.
They have definitely heard our desperate pleas for bills of the week. And if you hear our desperate plea and you want to give a bill of the week, you can submit yours at frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. To call our Google voicemail, or you can just leave us a voice memo. Send it to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com.
Nice.
All right. So you have some really good things, but we also threw this question out at our Facebook group because we have a Facebook group full of frugal friends and frugal-minded people. And so we asked them what their, teeny tiny budget decorating tips were. And they had a lot of great things, like in addition to, the great things that these articles said. Our friend Lisa suggested FreeCycle. FreeCycle is a website. I think it's freecycle.org. And people post things. It's like a Craigslist that they have for free. And then you respond back to them saying if you want it. The things go really quickly. So you'll get daily email reminders. So you'll want to like check the FreeCycle site often. Sarah suggested yard sales, specifically online yard sales, which I thought was really unique. I didn't know that was a thing and I didn't research it further.
It's a thing.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds great. We have one, and I'm sure other areas do this. We have one local to us. So the town that I'm in, it's labeled that, the town yard sale. And so people will just post things, and sometimes it'll be a porch pickup. Sometimes it'll be you'll meet up with them. And so you can just scroll through all week long. Doesn't have to even be the weekend. And yeah, get your yard sale on.
That is the best way to shop. If I could... thrift shop and yard shop, like yard sale shop online, I would do it more often.
Yeah. So Facebook has like a good platform for that. And then you can search it through it. So yeah, if you're not already in one of those, ask around and see if anybody, usually it's by invite. You have to be invited into the group. So ask your friends.
Yeah. And then Alyssa said that she goes to estate sales on the last day because they'll super cut the price to get rid of stuff on the last day, especially furniture.
That's true about yard sales too.
Yeah, definitely. And then Catherine said, mention to friends and family what you're looking for. They've been able to get a lot of furniture, appliances, dishware, like on long-term loans or as gifts. And then like always be willing to help people like move and organize and downsize because sometimes they'll give out like the things they don't want anymore. So yeah, I thought that was really cool. Like you help a friend and then also you can possibly get stuff.
Oh my word. That has definitely happened. I can't say that's been to me too. I can't say that that's my motive for helping people.
It should not be.
I definitely just want to help people, but I will say that does, it is a result. It's a consequence.
I know. It's great.
It is a result oftentimes. Yeah. If as they're moving into their new home that they're like, oh yeah, this was perfect for that space, but not anymore. Then you're like, okay, I'll take it.
Yes. And then I the last like bits that I have to share. Like we've used the Nextdoor app to get our washer and dryer moving boxes. You can get different like people will post when they're doing yard sales and stuff like on the Nextdoor app. OfferUp, Letgo, Facebook Marketplace, all basically kind of like online yard sales.
Yeah.
They will often have home decor pieces or like pieces of furniture. It's how we get like most of our stuff nowadays. Like we've gotten really cool chairs and a couch and a dresser like for the RV. I've been really impressed with the quality of stuff that's coming out on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And then also Buy Nothing groups. So these are hyper local. So you have to live in a certain like area for your group, which is unfortunate for me because I'm like on the line basically of from one group to the next. And the group that I'm part of has like 34 people, but the group next to me has like 300 people and is like encompasses some really nice parts of town, but I can't be in that group because I live on the wrong side of the road.
Dang it. Take your neighbor's address.
I know. So, but yeah, so Buy Nothing groups are super good for getting people's home decor giveaways.
Yeah.
And I'll give it back to you, Jill. Wrap us up with like the rest. You have like 6 or 7 more like, strategies for saving.
I might as well just throw it all at people, you know? Oh, but speaking of moving, you don't have to buy moving boxes because you can go to state stores like liquor stores because they're constantly getting rid of boxes and they expect it. Sometimes they'll even stack them by the exit door hoping that somebody will just take them. Mm-hmm. So you can go get free boxes from the liquor store. Don't buy them. Anyhow, that was a side note.
You go to the liquor store.
No, I heard it from somebody else. Somebody else who goes to the liquor store a lot told me. All right. So my tips are yard sales, thrift stores. Definitely. So that yard sales are a thing that Eric and I do in the summer. It's almost like our date day. And it's not, we rarely spend a lot of money, if any money. It's just fun to go through and see what's out there and check out other people's junk. But sometimes you can find some amazing deals and things for your home and furniture and lawn care items. So yard sales, my goodness, check them out. Thrift stores, find the good ones in your area. And check back often because things do change. Like, don't assume that because you went there last week and they didn't have what you were looking for, that they're not going to have it this week because they really rotate their things. Clearance sections, I've mentioned this before, but especially for decorating, this can be great. And citing back to the previous tip of looking for shape, not necessarily color, like the clearance section can be a good one for finding a cool piece that maybe you might want to make some DIY changes to, or those fancy throws that you want to lay over your couch so you can look like a magazine. You don't have to pay full price for that. The clearance can usually provide what you want. Also, auctions. I just learned about auctions this week. I went with a friend of mine.
Oh my gosh, I've never been.
I had never been either, but I can understand the draw. I thought to myself, man, if I had money, I can totally understand why people would absolutely get roped in and addicted. Like I almost did even without money. There's that like heightened piece of, you know, the auctioneer's like dollar bill, $2, don't got a dollar, $2, got $2, $3, $3, $3, $4, $4. And then people are going like back and forth and they're like nodding their head like they're cool, like yeah, you know, not even like looking up. There's this like cool factor to it, and then there's like the excitement of the bidding, and then there's that, oh my word, that's a cool piece, I think it's a cool piece, but the pressure's on. So probably not good if you're not good with money. Like don't do this because like your ego will get the best of you. If you're a gambler, definitely don't go. But it was exhilarating. And okay, so at this auction, I don't know if this is true of all auctions, but some things don't get sold. So then they're just sitting there. So sometimes at this one, you can go back to the auctioneer or somebody else who's working it and ask them about it. Like, hey, did somebody buy this and they just left it here? Like, is this still up for grabs? And then you just make an offer. So I got this sweet bar cart, like bar cart on wheels for $1. It's amazing. And I love bar carts. There's something about like trays on wheels that really get me.
You love trays.
Oh my word. Well, yes, yes. Oh my word. That's so true. And then trays on wheels that you can push around. Ugh. So it always catches me at IKEA, any thrift store, like antique store, anywhere we've been. I'm always drawn to them and I want them, but I never really have any use for them. And Eric doesn't really like them. He's like, I don't really understand, but I know you always love these. So I found one for $1. So how can Eric argue with that? Am I right?
He can't. Yeah. He can't.
Yeah. So that'll be like my outdoor bar cart because it is kind of rusted through, but it looks, I don't know, it's just so cool to me. So auctions. Some auctions can be higher end and some are you're with like-minded people who don't want to pay more than it's worth. And so no one's going above the asking price of like more than it's worth. Beyond that, you've got your DIY. So you've got your intro level DIYers who look up things on Pinterest that you like and try it yourself, all the way to, okay, if you've got some skill or you've got a lot of skill, like try to make it yourself if you can. Gather up the supplies as you see them, if you see something on the side of the road. So that's a big one for me is sometimes thrift stores will even put things out for free. If they get something donated to them that they don't think that they could really sell for a profit, they'll just put it out for free. So I got this cool end table and I redid it. I was going to try and sell it, but I liked it. So I kept it for myself. So new hardware, cleaning up the hardware, painting it, whatever the case may be, keep an eye out for people. Mm-hmm. And also after yard sales, people will often leave stuff by the side of the road for free. So definitely do your drive-bys.
Yeah. Having an eye for stuff like that and just knowing, if I could spray this with spray paint and get some new hardware for it, it could be good.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to, like, if you see something on the side of the road, to, like, turn around and go check it out.
Well, I mean, because what's the worst that could happen? Even if you do get it home and you're like, oh, I thought I had a good idea for this, just throw it out then. Do the same thing the last person did. Put it out by the side of the road for the next sucker.
And then next frugal weirdo will pick it up and try it in their house.
If it's free, you've got nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then as far as specific types of stores for what you're looking for, if you have a Habitat for Humanity Restore, they are really good for fixtures, furniture, hardware.
Love.
Yeah, so if you even like tile, faucets, sinks, vanities, and then lighting fixtures. So you'll get a lot of good chandeliers, outdoor lighting, and then, like I said, the hardware for things and some really great furniture, indoor, outdoor, even sometimes appliances. Mm-hmm. So that's a really great store to check out if you have one near you. Also, Goodwill is great. So there's a lot of thrift stores out there. I'm sure you know the ones in your area. I think Goodwill has the best thrift store prices out of Salvation Army, other thrift stores in my area. They seem to know what things should cost at a thrift store. Some people are getting too big for their britches and they want to charge like more than Walmart charges. And I'm just like, listen, you got this for free. And sometimes I'm pretty vocal about that in the store. So my sister and my husband don't always enjoy going with me, but Goodwill seems to know their prices and then they'll tack on the 25% off, 50% off on their different tags, but they are good for household items, paintings and picture frames. And if you can find a Goodwill outlet, you pay by the pound. So you mm-hmm. dig through these bins, you throw it in your cart, and then they weigh it, and you pay by the pound. You can get great deals on that. So with picture frames, what I would say there is that you can get mismatched picture frames, both in size, style, color, and then spray paint, sponsor of the week, mm-hmm. spray paint them all to be the same color, and then do like a collage on your wall of different paintings that you collect. And then that can also be if you find one painting that you like or picture that you like, start then looking out for similar types of themes at the thrift stores. So there's this one artist in our area who paints. He was a botanist, like a scientist who studied flowers, and a painter. And so he would paint flowers, and then he would put like he would then number them and label them the scientific name for the flower. So there are these beautiful pictures, old pictures of flowers, then with like, but it also looks very like scientific too, with like the names next to them and That's all crazy. Numbered. And he did them for each month, like flowers that are common for that month. And they're common, at least in my area, at these thrift stores. So I've like started to collect. I've got like maybe 5 months now. And so once I get like all of the years, I want to like hang them, or all of the years, all of the months, hang them up. They're all different sizes and everything. That's awesome. But yeah, they're really beautiful. So anyhow, be patient. Sometimes you'll come across similar items if they're like around the same time period. It's like what people are getting rid of now, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I actually did the frame thing, spray painted the frames gold.
Yeah.
And there are a ton of free printables online. Mm-hmm. So we did this one like calligraphy quote. And then another one, I printed out the patent to the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Because patents are free, like public domain. And Travis loves motorcycles. So I printed out the motorcycle patent and framed that.
Yeah.
And then like one other free printable of like arrows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great tip. So I would also say checking out thrift stores while you're traveling. A lot of times it can offer variety from things that you may typically see in your area. So I live in like a highly Mennonite area, which is kind of like the Amish people. So there's a lot of similar types of themes. So it's fun for me when we go traveling to check out what different areas are donating to the thrift store, and you can find some unique things. Also, checking out high-end or affluent areas can also reap some great benefits, as you might find some steals at a really great price, some really quality items.
Yeah, we found a Florida plate. Like, we found some cool Florida things when we were visiting you in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And if we had, like, we would never have found those things here because, like, they would have just been snatched up. But, like,
right.
Nobody really wants them in Pennsylvania. So we got some cool things.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Find things for your state in states where they're like, oh, it's not my state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this other one is a bit different, but if you have any carpenter or builder or construction friends who might have leftover materials from a job, maybe they built a shelf for someone and they got an extra 10 inches from what they cut off of the shelf, but it's beautiful wood. A lot of times contractors will keep a large inventory of items to be able to use on other jobs, but sometimes they just want to like let some dead weight off. So, I mean, don't take advantage of your friends, like offer them a service in return if they want it, but that we've also gotten some of our materials and things that way, either through like men who do landscaping and masonry. We've gotten some cool stones to do some things in our yard, or any variety of things. Just make friends with people, build relationships. Don't try to take advantage of them, but know that sometimes if you just ask, then there might be something lying around in someone's shed, barn, garage, whatever, that they're like, yeah, I don't know, this has been sitting around, I thought I was going to use it and I didn't, so go ahead and take it. And yeah, that can work for appliances and fixtures and all That's kinds awesome. Of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I would say, if you are in need of something, search the internet to get ideas, to get creative. So one example is, we need something to cover our HVAC unit outside. And so I just looked up, like, what do people do? And I found these really cool people were building these like wooden structures with built-in planters on the top. And you can either find how to make that or make it yourself. It gave us some really good ideas on what we could do. And then we thought, wow, yeah, we do have some pallet wood in the basement. We've got some leftover wood from doing this. And you can just kind of piecemeal some things together. So look up what you want to do and see if there's any creative way of doing it. Sometimes fabric can solve your problem. Sometimes paint can solve your problem. You don't always need to go out and buy brand new or buy expensive. Just get creative with it and allow the internet to help you brainstorm those things.
Good word, Jill. This could have easily been like 3 episodes, but
I know there's more where that came from, but we can definitely like shut this thing down.
Feel free if we have left anything out, you can just ask Jill in our Facebook group, the Frugal Friends community, and she can answer all of your questions about home decor and decorating on a budget, because the girl is legit.
Listen, I don't have it all, though. If I have left any rock unturned here, please chime in.
Well, we hope that you got a lot of like information and wisdom and help with decorating your own home, because just because you're a minimalist or a frugalista doesn't mean that you have to have like cheap stuff or nothing, you know, like you can still have really great pieces and just like a really beautiful home. And we truly believe that. We really love like our homes and where we live. And we didn't spend a lot of money decorating them. So,
yeah, it's cool. I get so many compliments from friends just like, where'd you get that? Where'd you get that? And I will say part of it is because I have a handy husband and he makes things for me. But I just love thrift stores and yard sales, and I'm patient. So you can be too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the most beautiful things in your home are mostly things that you've just redone from like thrift stores and yard sales.
Yeah, so. Or free. There was one time when I made Eric haul a massive piece of driftwood. It was really like a log that had been in the ocean for forever. And I was like, I love it, Eric, carry it back. And it was like 150 pounds waterlogged.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, he literally said, like, as he was dragging it, like looking back on that time now, he's like, I would not have done that for anybody or anything else. He's like, that in that moment, that felt like love. I'm like, I'm so glad. Like, that's what love means to you, is like hauling off this log. And then he made me this beautiful end table with like glass that like floated on top of it. Oh, it's really cool. Anyhow, yeah, got that one for free though.
That's fantastic. Well, if you want to hear more stuff like this about how to live a frugal life that's super rich and beautiful.
And makes your husband love you.
And makes your husband love you. Please subscribe to the podcast and please leave us a review. We have we've started reading our reviews on the podcast.
Yes.
And because we think some of them are really funny and really good. So right now we have 33, and I'll read this one from JHop777. It's our latest review. It's makes sense with a C. It's a, oh my word. Get it?
You would like that one.
Yeah. I said, gave this a listen and now I feel a little more informed. Jen, you're a champ. Thanks for your sarcasm and wit in equal measure. I guess I also liked it because it was about me.
I was going to say, you chose that one because it was a shout out specifically to you. Whatevs.
You can read the next one.
Whatevs, Jen.
There are ones that are just about you too.
There's no way.
We read all of them. So that's true. Please, if you are liking the podcast, leave us a review. And we'll read it and we'll love you.
Except for we only read the 5 stars. Yet again, just so you know.
Okay. but yeah, so subscribe, leaves a review. It also helps people determine whether this is the right podcast for them out of the hundreds of personal finance podcasts out there. We only want people that love our wit and sarcasm and want to save money. So we don't want to waste people's time.
Yeah.
Like I said, join our Facebook group if you want to get in on the conversation and hear more tips and receive more GIFs or GIFs or however you say it.
Yeah, I don't even know. GIFs. There GIFs. You go. There's no, you can't go wrong and just spelling it out. All right. I've been really enjoying like interacting with people.
Oh, we have such a great group. The Facebook group. So fun.
Yeah, it's been enjoyable. I'm excited. Even to hear feedback on this episode, get tips from other people. It's been fun.
Yeah, because we're not the Frugal People podcast. We're the Frugal Friends podcast.
Oh, yes.
So we are literally here to make friends. Amen. And so we want you to be our friend. So please, frugalfriendspodcast.com/group to join the group. And also check out our show notes for links to these articles and all of Jill's tips listed out one by one.
Yeah. They'll all be there. All right.
They're all there. Love y'all.
See you next week.
Eyes. Zoom, zoom,
zoom. Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.